we had the run of the, well, we didn't have the run of the place, but we did when the ladies used to go away in the winter.
Right.
We used to winter, one used to winter in Edinburgh and the other one used to winter down in Rosemount somewhere. And we more or less had the run of the garage and the harness room and the engine house and the greenhouse and the house.
And then in springtime, Mother had the spring cleaning to do, Richard, and by God, that was something else. Remember the carpets used to come down from three stories up?
That's right.
And they had to be taken
outside and you'd beat
the good old-fashioned carpet beater, of course.
No such things as Hoover in these days.
Boy, so those were the days.
So did you all help with that?
Boy.
I remember, I was there anyhow.
I was there.
I had to do, beat
so
the carpets.
All, I would all have to...
Two carpet beer.
Share
it. It was quite a big house.
Yeah.
It was initially built as a farmhouse, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm sure Mum said that.
Who built
it? Big? Oh, I've no idea.
Constables?
I could have some...
The warm house.
Like a dairy, but there's three bits out the back there.
Mm-hmm. And every time you were in the back door, you smelt this spicy smell. And do you not remember the curry smell that came out of the cupboard?
No.
The first cupboard outside the kitchen door, oh, what smell, oh, wonderful smell of spices.
That
we've
was
probably
the,
been there for donkey's years, like, but...
that was, there was the two cupboards, wasn't there, just outside the...
Three cupboards and then the servants' hall.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But these were the days, of course, when, you know, maids were maids and...
And we had no electricity, of course, realise that.
Right, yeah.
So we had a landing lamps before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Before we got a tilly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And oil lamps, of course.
I haven't even first of all.
And oil paraffin leak heaters in the bedrooms that would go up in smoke occasionally.
And Jock used to call the one that sat in the outside toilet that, what was it now, that evil smelling stove?
Oh, the thing with it, what do you call
Lucifer.
It?
Lucifer.
I know, a Lucifer.
Evil smelling Lucifer stove.
Lucifer stove.
Yeah,
oh,
you see, you remember
all the things. So, like, this was when no electricity at all?
No,
right?
Outside
until
toilet.
Outside loo.
Yeah.
Down the back door
down
steps.
Down the
steps
inside the house.
And, but it flushed.
Yeah.
And we had cold water in the house.
Right.
Just a sink, but there was cold water. Which was, I suppose, running water. That was something.
I don't remember. I remember coloured gas, but I remember there used to be an oven beside the fire that Mum used to use.
Oh yeah,
that was a triple X grate.
That was
right, yes. And then that came out eventually. But it was all down to Mrs. Constable, Colonel Constable's wife, who was Canadian. When she came, they lived at Lagan Dhu for a while, after Miss Cecil popped their clogs.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, they did. The Colonel and Mrs. Constable were at Lagan Dhu.
The Colonel and Mrs. Constable, they were at Lagan Dhu.
And it was she who said, George, you have to go to the bathroom in that cottage. So that was when the bathroom went in. It was thanks to her.
Huh?
Really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the electricity came, I think, before that, didn't it?
I don't know.
But they had their own generator up at the big house, of course.
Oh, right, yeah.
So they had electricity of a kind, but we didn't.
I heard there's a plant at Lagan Dhu with batteries. And cranked up the Lister engine, it worked, drove the dynamo and charged the batteries.
Oh, great.
Had another job of fires.
Also charged the batteries for our radio, didn't it?
And then the batteries went down to Grassocks to get charged, didn't they?
No.
No?
They charged it with the engine.
What did Grassocks have to do with the batteries then? Anything? Was that for the accumulator? What was it for? The wireless? Richard, these are things you've never heard
of. I was just going to say, so there were... How many of you were there in the...
Five.
House at...
Glenn? Five.
So, and parents, seven.
Five.
Right. So, was
two
that...
Two bedrooms.
So,
and what
there
are there the room
was all together there,
the kitchen and the back bit was
thank
his cannery.
Time you were along, Jock and Rob would be away.
No, I remember Jock. I remember Jock come back from the Forestry Commission on his bike, and he would bike through that gate and right round the back and never on a push bike
never
and
come
never
off.
Come off his bike.